like to introduce new friends to be with us today.
我们有一对夫妇，他是在这边工作，然后自己走过来。上礼拜呢，他先走，他走回去呢，这礼拜把他的先生也带来了。
So there's work around this area. He walked and found our church, and today she brought her husband with us.
然后非常的高兴，请让你们站起来，自己自我介绍好吗？
So they're originally from San Diego because their family have some illness, so they moved to Irvine, and their office just around the corner. So they saw the sign of our church last Sunday and decided to come back. That's welcome.
Yeah, 太好了，太好了。我希望我们能够在这里一起来建造他荣耀的教会。
So let's build holy temples.
如果昨天您有来参加我们的婚礼的时候，你会发现，哇，我们的教堂布置的非常的好。
If you are here for the wedding, you will see wonderful decorations.
然后我们看见弟兄姐妹哇，非常的团结，然后喜乐的服侍一起，我准备很多很好吃的这些点心。
So brother and sister serve in one heart, joyfully preparing so many food and everything.
然后我就觉得哇，这个圣殿好美丽啊，好美丽。
So it feels so beautiful in this holy temple.
那到底这个殿啊，我就觉得说，如果我们这个殿能够有充满神的荣耀，多好。
So how wonderful if the glory of God is with us.
然后我们充满弟兄姐妹的爱，在这当中我们觉得非常棒。
And then it's so wonderful to enjoy brother and sister's love here.
那到底什么是充满神的荣耀呢？
So how do we fill God's temple with glory?
我们一起来读一段圣经啊，这里有记载在哈该书第二章一到九节有提到神的荣耀。
So let's read Book of Haggai chapter 2 verses 1 to 9 about the glory of the temple.
如果翻到的时候呀，我们一起来攻读神的话语。
Let's all read together, both in English and Chinese.
预备，请。
On the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, the Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, to be the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it now seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declare the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all your people of the land, declare the Lord, the word. And I am with you, declare the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenant with you which came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty said. In a little while, I will once more shake the heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, that what is desired by all nations will come. I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, said the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
感谢主，我来这边一个多月，快两个月，常听到弟兄姐妹在闲聊的当中说，我们教会目前是百废待兴。
So I've been here for a month. I heard many times some people comment casually, there are many areas for this church to be desired.
我倒觉得没那么严重啊，因为我们教会从第一天建立到如今，神的恩典从来没有离开过。
I don't think so, because ever since we established over here, God's grace has been with us.
就算教会在最困难的时候呢，也有一大群的弟兄姐妹在这里始终谨守岗位，一直忠心的服侍，努力兴旺福音，这是非常难得可贵的。
Even through the most difficult time, the brother and sister stayed and did not leave and served faithfully to spread the gospel. That's very precious.
假如我们是百废待兴，那等于就是否定了这些同工们默默经营、全力以赴、百上耕耘在主里所有的劳苦了。
If we say we still have many areas to be desired, then it's denying the past effort for this.
然而我们也必须承认，目前我们有许多的事工 还有很多很大的成长空间。
Of course, we must admit there's always room for improvement.
所以我们要达到教会更加成长目这个复兴的目标呢，我们还要付出很多的努力。
So to revive this church, we need to work harder.
也就是从我们现有的基础去改善加强，甚至有些我们还要拆毁重建。
Some through the existing foundation, some need to be torn down and rebuilt.
同意吗？你们？
Do you agree?
同意哈。好，那我个人认为教会重建的第一步就是要从敬拜开始。
I think the first step for church to rebuild is from worship.
我们就是努力提升敬拜的品质。
We want to elevate the quality of worship.
我们也可以看见我们敬拜有些的调整，我们有一些的次序，这个次序，我们有一些的改变。
So we make some adjustment.
我们也做很多的培训，所有敬拜部的同工啊，一些训练。
So we have a lot of training to improve.
甚至我们也改善我们对啊会众对祷告的看重。
We also stress the importance of prayer meeting.
不但我们周日早上我们九点半在这里有祷告会。
Not only Sunday morning there was a prayer meeting at 9:30.
甚至十点五十我们在这里，我们也开始让大家有十分钟在这里安静祷告，让这个殿成为万民祷告的殿。
So from 10:30 before 11, there's 10 minutes for us to quiet our heart to pray.
当然我们知道很多我们一个礼拜没见面的话，我们高兴啊，大家都要聊天哦。不过我们尽量小声，让我们这个殿可以成为祷告的殿，好不好？
Of course, sometimes you want to fellowship for brother and sister haven't seen each other for a week, but please quiet your heart to worship.
我们的诗琴呢会有十分钟的预备，在这边弹琴来帮助我们更专心的来这里预备我们的心来这里敬拜。
So pianists will play prelude for us to quiet our heart to pray.
那不但如此，从这个星期三开始，我们晚上七点半我们有专门的祷告会，我们为教会的各项事工，我们为不同肢体为很多的事项来祷告。
So starting this coming Wednesday, we will have a prayer meeting at the church to pray for the church ministry and brothers and sisters.
我们也欢迎弟兄姐妹一起来参加，一起来加入重建圣殿、恢复神荣耀的行列。
So please do come and join us and pray and rebuild this holy temple.
以至于我们能够经历刚刚我们读那段经节，叫做这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
So that we can experience the glory of this present house will be greater than the former house.
让这个目标来成为我们未来共同努力的一个心愿，好不好？
Let this be our goal for the future, okay?
我们一起来读这殿后来荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
The letter of this letter house shall be greater than the former.
我们愿意吗？
Do you agree?
好，我来自保守的中西部，基督教色彩非常的浓厚。
I came from a very conservative Christian area, the Midwest.
那边有许多美轮美奂的教堂，包括我以前所牧养的教会的会堂，都非常的庄严气派的。
There are many wonderful, magnificent churches building, including the one I used to pastor.
那今年三月，感谢主带领我来这边应征interview 的时候，我从外面一看，这怎么看都不像一个教堂。
When I came here in March interview here from outside, this building doesn't look like a church.
我听说这是一个大仓储，里面分割出来一段来改建，来建成为教堂的。
I heard there was a warehouse, and then we renovated into a sanctuary.
我当时在左右看看，我就想心想说，如果有一天我们有能力把隔壁买下来，我们把它扩建，那就太好了。
I look around and thinking about if we can bought the area around us and expand, that would be wonderful.
那以为就是所谓的这殿后来的荣耀就会大过先前的荣耀。
So that's why we think the glory of the present house will be greater than the former house.
但真的是如此吗？
Is that really so?
我后来重新在思考，到底我们所期待那个幕后的荣耀到底是什么意思呢？
Then I think again, what about the glory of the latter house?
是重新翻修我们这个小会堂，盖一个更大、更气派的雄伟的建筑物吗？
Do we renovate this little building or build a brand new one from scratch?
还是我们期待我们聚会人数比以前更多更多挤满的人在这边一起敬拜？
Increase the number of congregation to worship here?
还是我们可以带领更多人来信主？
Or bring more people to Christ.
或者是让我们的这个赞美敬拜的气氛更好。
Or we have a better atmosphere worshiping.
我们的唱诗，我们的讲道更感动人。
with touching sermon and inspiration,
还是有其他意思呢？
Or with other meanings.
所以以下来我就要跟各位一起来分享这一段我们刚刚所读的经文，到底这殿的荣耀是什么意思？
Let's discuss the verses we just read about.
以至于我们就可以明白我们要如何来重建圣殿，恢复神的荣耀。
So how we review Holy Temple and recover God's glory here?
首先我们来思想，到底什么才是这殿的荣耀呢？
What does the glory of the temple mean?
我们一起来读第七节好不好？
Let's read the verses again.
预备，请。
I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill the house with glory, says the Lord Almighty.
啊，这记载在哈该书第二章，这个是整卷哈该书最激励人心的一段经文。
These verses are the most encouraging verses in the Haggai.
当时写哈该书的背景是大概主前520年左右。
The background of the book of Haggai is about 520 BC.
犹太人因为悖逆神的缘故，受到神的管教，他们被掳到外邦去，圣殿也被毁了。
Because the rebellions of Jewish people, God disciplined them. The holy temple was destroyed, and they were exiled.
可是经过70年之后，神给他们机会，百姓也知道他们错了，终于在主前538年，他们又有机会，神让他们回归圣殿，圣城，重新建殿。
So after 70 years, Israel repented, and 538 BC, they returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
这时候他们心中的激动可想而知，一定是汲取教训，要好好珍惜这一次的机会。
Imagine how emotional they were, remembering the teaching to rebuild.
因为借着这一次圣殿重建的机会，将带来一个属灵宗教的大复兴，也可能成为他们国家整个蒙福的一个大好机会。
They want to rebuild and revive and receive more blessing from God.
但是一个很实际的问题是，他们发现回归建殿事工简直困难重重。
But practical problems set in. There's many difficulties.
他们主要的困难是内忧外患。
Not only within, but also from outside.
有哪些内忧呢？内忧是指资源不够，经验不足。
From within, like insufficient resources and experience.
外患呢？又有敌人攻击，又有仇敌拦阻。
And there are enemy attacking and obstruction.
啊，这都记载在《以斯拉记》第五章第三节到第六章十二节。
So you can consult Book of Ezra, chapter three, chapter five, chapter six.
因着这许多的难处跟阻碍，后来干脆就放弃建殿了。
Because of those difficulty and obstruction, some just gave up.
于是建殿圣工没有完成，你可以参考以斯拉记三章八到十三节。
They did not finish the rebuilding. You can refer to Ezra chapter 3.
那我们来想象，这一些人虽然知道他们当初回来的目的、首要任务是在建殿。
They know the reason they return is to rebuild the temple.
但是原本那种激昂的热忱却渐渐的消退了。
But the zeal gradually faded.
由于这么多的困难在他们面前，那些内忧外患，所以他们就找了一个很好的理由，就认为说，哦，时机不对。
Because there are so many difficulties, so they find excuses, thinking the time is not right to rebuild the temple.
这记载在一章二节那里提到。
So you can see, Haggai chapter 1 verses 2.
所以他们就认为说，还是先个人的家园重建家园重要，反正留得青山在，不怕。没柴烧，反正自己先安顿起来，以后建殿慢慢再说吧。
So the people decided to build their own household because if there's mountains with trees, then you will have always have log. So settle yourself first.
这是为什么到一章第九节那里提到说神的殿荒凉，个人却顾着自己的房屋。
That's why in chapter 1 verses 9 they said, The temple in disarray, but everybody just pay attention to build their own houses.
没错，我们相信当时建殿受到拦阻而停工，他们当然需要被责备。不过，我认为他们更需要被激励。
Even though because of difficulty and obstruction they stop, they need to be blamed, but also they need encouragement.
因为这也是一个大环境所逼而放弃的一个决定。
This is not by choice, but because of the circumstances.
他们是不得已的选择，因为神的殿不能够建造起来，我相信他们心中的失望一定是有的。
They must have felt very disappointed not being able to rebuild.
所以这时候他们就需要先知哈该的鼓励，就是为什么哈该书会提到这一段经文来激励他们，而不是只有单单只有责备。
That's why they need encouragement from Prophet Haggai.
然而，让人意外与不解的是，在这一段鼓励的信息当中，一再的提到这殿的荣耀啊，还有满了荣耀，还说到末后的荣耀要大过从前的荣耀，一直提到这殿的荣耀。那我相信他们一定搞得一头雾水，到底什么是这殿的荣耀？
To their surprises, in the verses it mentioned over and over again about glory, glory, and then the glory of this present house will be greater than the former house. What does that mean?
我相信当时的百姓理解那种这殿的荣耀，我想他们大概以为是指外表的这种雄伟、华丽与壮观。
Most people just think about the exterior, the magnificent, and the luxury of the building.
因为人的眼光总是以圣殿的外表来衡量、判断里面的荣华。
So we're limited by the exterior, thinking that's the standard for interior glory.
如果要比较从前的话，我相信很明显的，回归建堂，即使他们有再大的本领，也根本不可能盖得像以前所罗门所建的这个圣殿这么好。
If you want to compare, there's no way they can build the temple as good as the one built by Solomon.
因为当时所罗门所建的圣殿是由他父亲大卫王多年积攒预备好这些高级建材。
Because when Solomon built the temple, King David already accumulated the building material for years.
临近所有很多国家的资源，还有最有智慧的这个所罗门全心的投入，再加上百姓的甘心奉献。国库预算全力供应
，supported by surrounding nations, and Solomon devoted all his heart into this project, an offering from the people and the budget from the treasure.
当时金子银子多的简直无法计算
，so there are so many golds and silvers.
所以过去这个殿，所罗门王所建的这个殿的豪华，可以想象。
So you can imagine how luxury the temple was.
就像当年。北京啊，在举办奥运的时候，在各项的建设也是国库拨款来兴建，啊，不用担心费用不足，啊，不断的追加预算，就是把它盖起来。
Just like Beijing Olympics, spare no cost, budget after budget, so you just build everything.
如果有人反对，有人拦阻，啊，上面一声令下，啊，就 OK 了。
There's no obstruction because communist.Working in one accord.
果然我们看见哇，整个工程就完工，整个城市焕然一新，美轮美奂，奥运顺利举行。
So they present a brand new Beijing and was one of the most memorable Olympics in history.
那我们可以想象当时的啊，这个所罗门所建的殿也是如此的。
So we can imagine this temple built by Solomon was similar.
但是到了所罗巴伯他带领的这个建殿工程当中，情况跟以前完全不一样了。
The situation is totally different for Zerubbabel.
首先我们看见建材严重不足，没有能力聘请国外的工程师，也没有其他国家的资源。
So there's insufficient building material, no foreign architect.
从上到下，国王没有国王亲自担任总指挥，百姓各个生活都很艰苦，没什么能力奉献。
So the king was not involved, and the people are living a difficult life.
再加上许多这个敌对势力的拦阻，要建殿简直比登天还难。
And with many opposing factions obstruct.It's very difficult.
所以这叫他们怎么想象说这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀呢？以为是圣殿要盖过这更豪华、更壮观、更雄伟，这根本不可能。
So it's hard for them to imagine the glory of the present house will be greater than the former house.
那也许你说，哎，再神没有难成的事，说不定所罗巴伯啊，走大人生真的要比所罗门盖的还好，因为圣经说神要震动万国，哈，万国的珍宝都运来，对不对？
So you may say nothing is too difficult for God. And then if probably Zerubbabel can build a temple better than the one Solomon built. Because in the Bible said, I will shake all nations and all the desired will come.
当然我们知道神绝对有能力使不可能变为可能。不过我们根据历史的记载中我们发现所罗巴伯他后来盖成的圣殿没有以前的雄伟壮观。甚至 城墙都倒塌了，以至于后来尼希米还要率领人来重修城墙。
Of course, God can make impossible possible, but according to historical record, the one that Zerubbabel built, even though they finished, but the wall collapsed, and Jeremiah had to lead another party to rebuild the wall.
那后来的荣耀，你说我会后来呢？他们虽然这个尼希米重新重修成墙，后来也是完工了，不过又再次被毁了。直到希律王他对雄伟建筑物的热衷，又再次把圣殿又盖起来了。
So even though Jeremiah rebuilt the wall, and then it was ruined again until King Herod built another one.
那很明显的，末后的荣耀代表先前高过大过先前的荣耀，绝不是盖一个更豪华、更雄伟的建筑物。
So we don't think the glory of the present house greater than the former house doesn't mean just building only.
那到底这殿的荣耀是什么意思呢
？Then what does the glory of the building means？
啊，我同意有一些解经家他这样认为，他说这一句话，他说啊，万国的珍宝都必运来。这句话的翻译。也可以翻译成万国所羡慕的必来到。
So the translation can be different through different theologian. Just the treasure of the old nation will come, or all the desired of all nations will come.
如果看你中文圣经那个小字的部分就有这样，但英文就没有问题哈。就是万国所羡慕的那一位，就是指弥赛亚，他要来到。
So the glory talking about a upcoming Messiah.
那这殿呢？然后这殿就满了荣耀。
Then the temple will be filled with glory.
这说明什么呢
？What does that mean?
这说明以那个弥赛亚，也就是耶稣基督要来，我们可以经历以马内利，神与人同在，就显明他的荣耀了。
So the means Messiah means the coming of Jesus Christ means God with us, Emmanuel.God with us, then we will have God's glory.
所以这荣耀不是只建立在这外在的物质标准上，这荣耀呢不是指那些金子银子，也不是指那些华丽的艺术装潢或是雄伟的建筑设计。这荣耀乃是因为经历神的同在。
So the glory is mainly the presence of God, not just the beauty of the building.
因为神的同在，他的大能被彰显出来，而有的荣美。
Because the presence of God that manifests His glory.
我们可以想象，如果所罗巴伯他需要更多的金钱、金子、银子用在这个重建的工程，其实并不可能，不是不可能的。
If Zerubbabel needs more money, that's not impossible.
因为神一定会供应的，而且圣经也讲说他会震动列国，金子、银子都是他的。
Because God will supply because God says the silver is mine, the gold is mine.
那果然建殿的工程，我们看见神果然是感动人啊，震动列国来奉献金银，在巴比伦几位乐意的捐献者，他们奉献在撒迦利亚书六章九到十五节有记载。
So Zechariah, you can see God really touched the Persian king to bring more money.
所以人的奉献固然重要。
So the offering from man was important.
但是此处哈该先知并不是在强调个人奉献的宝贵，而是注重在神主权的干预。
But Haggai doesn't pay attention to the offering from man because the interventions from God.
所以使当时建殿所需要的都能够按时得到供应，这看起来好像出于人，因为人的捐献嘛。但是其实是出于神。
Sometimes you think the supply is from man, but actually it's originated from God.
在主前第六世纪，波斯是世界的强权，他拥有极多的财宝。
So, Persian Empire was the dominant force in the world at 6th century.
但神奇妙的安排使这些财宝都运来了。
But God used His power to bring treasure to rebuild the temple.
所以根据以斯拉记第六章第八到十二节那里看见，波斯王降旨从河西的款项当中急速。拨取供银做他们后来兴建圣殿的经费。
So, Book of Ezra, chapter 6, verses 8 to 12, the king of Persia has a decree to bring more money.
哇，果然应验了。那个神说，金子银子都是神的，所以神有支配，有权支配使用。
So God says, silver is mine, gold is mine. He has the authority to use it.
以后到了新约时代，你看希律王因为对雄伟建筑的爱好，他也斥资兴建雄伟的这个圣殿。
So during New Testament time, King Herod liked to build big buildings, so he used a lot of money to rebuild it.
感觉好像是人在操控，但是也是神在支配使用，这就是神的奥秘。
So it looks like operated by men, but actually God disposed in the back.
所以请问圣殿最需要的是什么？是金子、是银子吗？还是神的荣耀？
So what's the most important thing for the temple? Golden or silver or God's glory?
所以金银不等于是荣耀，因为真正的荣美是属灵而不是属物质的。
So gold and silver equals not glory, because the glory is not materialistic but spiritual.
所以神就不以物质的方式来显出他的荣耀。
So God does not manifest his glory in a materialistic way.
因此今天我们教会应当反省，真正我们到底所需要的是更多的金钱，还是更多神的荣耀？
So we need to reflect, do we need more money or need more God's glory?
以世俗的眼光来讲，属世的眼光来讲，当然我们需要金钱来推展圣工。
From a worldly view, we need the money to promote God's work.
尤其我们教堂，我们这个建筑物大概值150万，但是我们还有40多万的贷款。
So our building still have more than 400,000 mortgage balance.
光是付利息，每年就要付掉好几万。我们都恨不得早点还清这些贷款。
So the interest every year is about 20,000-30,000. We'd rather paying off the mortgage as soon as possible.
所以我们可以把钱用在花在刀口上，可以推动宣教或是从事更多的事工。
So we can save the interest to use that for a missionary or many other ministry.
所以我们教会当然需要更多的金钱啊。
Of course, our church need more money.
不过我们更需要的是要用属灵的眼光来调整我们生命的优先次序。
But we need to use a spiritual vision about our priority.
当我们更看重神的荣耀，我们更渴慕神的同在，胜过世上的这些财富。
When we thirsty for God's glory and God's presence more than the worldly wealth,
这样我们才能够经历，因为有神同在，他必丰富供应一切。有神同在，不但金子银子都有了，我们凡事也都尽都顺利了。
Because God with us, He will supply everything. With the presence and His glory, we will have silver and gold, and everything will be successful.
既然我们知道什么是神这个圣殿的荣耀，但我们这殿为什么需要神的荣耀呢？
So why does the temple needs glory?
第九节我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read verses 9 together.
预备，请。
The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, said the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
圣殿如果没有荣耀，表示没有神的同在。
Without glory in the temple means there's no presence of God.
如果神不同在，再好、再大、再雄伟的建筑物也没有用。
Without God's presence, no matter how wonderful the building is, doesn't matter.
例如，我们这个假如我们的建堂的目的是要盖一座非常漂亮的建筑物来供人欣赏，那个叫博物馆。
So the pretty building is just like a museum.
在欧洲有很多教堂已经沦落成为观光据点。
In Europe, many magnificent churches turn into just a tourist trap.
虽是雄伟的建筑物，但是却失去神的荣耀。
Even though they're magnificent building, but without God's glory.
也许可能有很多人的荣耀，例如说某某名师设计的，哇，这个很昂贵的这个建材，哦，有很多艺术伟大的艺术家，好，这个好最好的最高级的施工技术，珍贵的艺术作品等等的，但是这又如何呢？
They may have glory of man, like the famous architect.The best building material, the modern technology, and the art collection. But what does it mean?
在耶稣的时代，你看门徒跟着耶稣到这个希律建的这个圣殿，叹为观止，说：“哇，何等的殿宇啊！”
So during Jesus' time, the disciples saw the temple that Herod built. They were very impressed.
但其实又怎么样呢？因为没有神的同在。他当到那个时候已经成为贼窝了。耶稣所说的已经是神的荣耀已经离开圣殿了。
But there was no glory of the temple because they turned the temple into a den of thief, and God's glory already left.
那问题是，当初 神有荣耀的同在，为什么这些荣耀会离开圣殿呢？
So why God's glory left the holy temple?
哦，圣经记载说，原本所罗门王盖完圣殿的那个献堂典礼啊，你知道，圣经记载说，神的荣耀充满圣殿，甚至祭司都不能站立公职。
So according to the Bible, when Solomon dedicated the building, the God's glory filled the holy temple. No place for the priest to stand.
但是后来百姓将圣殿玷污了，将罪带进圣殿了，百姓不断的犯罪，难怪先知以西结的异象就看见神的荣耀就离开圣殿了。
Then the people defile the temple. They bring sin into the temple. And then no wonder the vision of prophet Ezekiel, he saw the glory of God left.
所以神是圣洁的，他不与罪人同住，所以神要重建一个圣洁的殿。当圣殿恢复圣洁，就会满有神的荣耀。
God is holy, cannot tolerate any sin. So that's why God wants to rebuild a holy temple.
同样，假如今天我们经历不到神的荣耀，我们也应当反省，是不是因为我们也犯罪而亏缺了神的荣耀呢？
So if we cannot experience God's glory, we need to repent to think maybe we sin so that we cannot enjoy God's glory.
刚刚我们所读的经文，他讲到说，末后的荣耀必要大过先前的荣耀，这是非常的激励、鼓励人心的，非常激励士气的。
So we read about the encouraging verses. The glory of the present house will be greater than the former house.
但另外一方面呢，其实也说明当时圣殿的光景需要被恢复啊。
So they also pointed the holy temple needs the restoration of God's glory.
为什么需要被恢复？他们到底出了什么问题呢
？Why？
我想当时呢，他们有几个，有三个主要的问题。
They have three main problems.
所以他们必须，他受到责备哈，必须要啊，所以神的殿就不能够顺利的重建。首先是因为他们私下下一个结论说 ，wrong timing 哈，这个时机不对，因为他们说建造耶和华的殿的时候尚未来到。
Because the people used the excuse, the timing to rebuild God's temple is not yet come.
于是他们把所有的精力跟资源，从当初全心全力的建造圣殿，变成他们后来建筑自己的住处，而且到一个地步啊，他们说还住天花板的房屋。第一章第四节。
So they diverted their energy and resources to build their own houses, even build a paneled house.
这是在当时是一个舶来品，也就是属于高级享受啊。
So you need to import the panel.
你可以想象神的圣殿荒凉，他们住那种很高级的这种舶来品，那种豪宅那样自己的房屋。
That is in luxury because the temple is in decay, but they build their luxury house.
而且不但如此啊，我们所谓的保暖思淫欲，接下来他们生命呢就开始堕落变坏了。所以圣经接下来一章第五节说，你们要省察自己的行为。
So that's why their life turned into a luxury also. That's why in chapter 1 verses 5 talk about give careful thoughts to your ways.
如果说他们犯了对神事物漠不关心的罪还好，如果他们的心思意念完全都投入在追求生活的享受，连生命的见证都失去了，那他们的罪可不轻啊。
It's not so serious if they don't serve God, but if they put their priority just for their own lust.
如果他们不彻底悔改，你认为他们还能够讨神喜悦吗？
So they are not a witness.
神还愿意与他们同在吗？
So they are not pleasing to God. There will be no presence of God.
神不与他们同在，当然就没有神的荣耀。
Without God's presence, of course, without God's glory.
那圣殿若没有神的同在，不能够经历神的荣耀，那整个建筑物就毫无意义。
So if the building without God's glory, then it's meaningless.
就好像你要盖一座非常漂亮的豪宅，但是没有人，主人都不住那里，只有死气沉沉、阴森森的盖在那里。你说再贵重的豪宅都没有意义了。
Just like a mansion, nobody lived there. It's lifeless, gloomy, and meaningless.
但相反的，假设你只是住在一个小小的公寓里面
，If you live in a small apartment,
但是因为有主与你同在，你那种爱主的热忱，经常开放家庭，每一个人来到家里都，你的家都被你心中的喜乐平安所吸引与感染，一个一个蒙恩得救了，你觉得 我觉得这个小公寓的价值会比那个豪宅 更高。
Because of President Lloyd, you attract many people to your house, and then many people save through you. I think your little apartment is worth much more than the mansion.
那今天我们教会存在也是如此的。我们期待的教会，你认为是一栋很漂亮的建筑物呢，还是可以一群基督徒的体会神的同在，经历神荣耀的聚集之处呢？
So today our church is the same. It's just a beautiful building, or it's just a building for gathering.
也许极少数人要求很低，说：“哎呀，只要有建筑物就好，有没有神的同在或者荣耀都没都无所谓的，反正他只是需要一个地方可以聚聚会、查查经啊，彼此联谊、快乐就好啊，照样也可以带人信主。”
Some people have low standard thinking. As long as we have a building, we can meet and then to study the Bible.And then even entertain each other, we can still lead people to God.
不过我们想一想，假如教会没有神的同在，没有神的荣耀，那就算举办很多的可以举办很多的活动，那请问跟一般的外面的社团啊，民间社团俱乐部有什么区别呢？
If our church without God's presence and glory, and even though we have many activity, what difference does it make compared to secular organization or clubs?
所以圣殿需要神荣耀，神的荣耀的另外一个原因，乃是我们活在一个没有平安、缺乏安全感的环境当中。
Another reason because we are in a period without peace and without sense of security.
在第二章五节来讲，不要惧怕。为什么当时的人会惧怕呢
？So verses 5 says, "Fear not." Why do they fear?
因为没有安全感嘛。
Because they have no sense of security.
所以他们以为努力赚钱就可以带给他们安全感。
So many people want to make more money.
没有钱就没有保障，没有饭吃当然会饿死，没有保障。
Because you need money to fill your tummy.
没有钱会被人家看不起，所以他们要住天花板的房子来证明神的祝福。
So you need money to keep up with the Joneses to live in a penthouse house.
那没有钱就做不了事，要存过钱才能够建殿嘛。
So we need money to build a temple.
今天我们想一想，我们似乎也活在这样的一种没有安全感当中。
Today is the same. We live in an area of no security.
我们今天努力追求学位，努力工作赚钱，买房子、买保险，甚至为孩子准备教育基金，未来退休金等等，都是为了得到一份安全感，是不是
？So we go after academic, good work, good job, house insurance, educational, retirement.
请不要误会，我不是说做这些不好，我们很多人包括我们都有在做这些预备，都是很好，但是我要强调的是，我们要经历神的荣耀，我们将同时经历到一份特别的礼物，那就是神赐的平安。
Don't get me wrong, we do all those things, we should do that, but we need God's peace, God's glory.
请注意，在圣经当中每次提到神得荣耀，人得平安，这个是一体两面同时发生的。
So it's a two sides of the coin. God be glory, we get peace.
在新约那时候，我们看见天使报告说，在至高之处，荣耀归给神；在地上，平安归给人。
So glory
跟平安一体两面。
So glory to the God of the highest and peace on earth.
那刚我们所读的经文也是一样，我们看见哇，这地充满神的荣耀，然后呢，马上就接着说什么？说在这地我必赐平安。
So it's the same. In this place, I will grant peace.
在圣殿有满了神的荣耀，但是整个全地就有神的平安，赐下的平安。
So that's why, as long as the temple has God's glory, and this place will grant peace.
的确，当我们追求、渴慕、追求在敬拜中经历神的荣耀，同时我们也期待他在我们所面对的环境、各样的困难当中有赐下平安。这平安正是我们今天世人所缺乏的，也是世界所不能夺去的。
So when we are after God's glory, then we can conquer all the difficulty with peace of God. This is what lacking in the world, and the world cannot take away.
接下来最重要的就是，那这殿我们到底要怎么样来有充满神的荣耀呢
？Then how we receive the glory of the temple？
那我们一起来读，有三方面跟大家来分享，我们怎么样能够经历这殿的荣耀。第一，就是要拒绝缅怀过去，恢复教会圣洁。
So the first one refused to reminisce on old good days and restore holiness in the temple.
让我们来读第二章第一到第三节，好吗？
So let's read verses 1 to 3.
好，预备，请。
On the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through. He prophet Haggai, speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, a high priest, and to the remnants of the people, ask them, who of you is left who saw the house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it now seem to you like nothing?
当时可能有一些近前的老者，他们小时候曾经看见以前圣殿那种好那种华丽与雄伟，然而七十年之后啊，他们来这里，他发现说，比起以前七十年前那时候，哇，所罗门王所建的这个殿的荣威啊，他说现在的殿，无论怎么努力也赶不上昔日那种荣美的光景。
So some of the religious elder they saw the temple that Solomon built. They said, "There's no way we can match that glory."
所以他们无限的感慨啊，甚至感伤啊，时代已经不一样了。
So they were very sentimental, reminiscent.
但是他们忘记哈，这个时过去的事不能再重现，没有错。可是不是停留在那种懊悔或是在缅怀，想当年，想当年那样子的遗憾当中。
So they should let bygones bygone.
应该像保罗那样的态度，面对更高的目标，更努力的，好一个前面的这个工，这个有一个方向来努力，向着标杆直跑。
Should be like Apostle Paul, just press on toward your goal to win the prize of which Jesus Christ.
保罗怎么说呢？我们一起来读好不好
？So let's read Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14. Brother and sister, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ.
是的，我们也是应该学习，我们不要忘掉过去的，不要再想当年怎么样了。
So no use of reminiscing the past.
那而且更重要的是，圣经有很多处，每次提到神的荣耀，常常跟神的圣洁有关。
So in many places in Bible.Talk about the glory and holiness together.
例如在以赛亚书第六章第三节，那里讲，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
So let's read together. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole world is full of His glory."
所以我们可以看见，恢复圣殿的荣耀之前，有一件事情很重要，就是要先恢复人心的圣洁。
So in order to return the glory of the temple, we need to return the holiness of our heart.
因此教会重建的首要任务就是恢复圣洁。
So the first priority to rebuild is to rebuild the holiness of our heart.
那第二步呢，要怎么做呢？
And the second step,
第二乃是要立志靠主刚强，勇敢起来做工。
Be strong in the Lord and work bravely.
第四节跟第五节，我们一起来读，好不好
？Let's read verses 4 and 5 together.
请。
But now be strong, Zerubbabel declared the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all your people of the land, declared the Lord. And work, for I am with you, declared the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear.
重建圣殿不是一件容易的事。
So it's difficult to rebuild.
环境的困难虽然会让我们失望胆怯。
There is situational difficulty to discourage us.
所以我们要立定心志，靠主刚强，不要惧怕，勇敢的起来做工，以完成神对教会的托付。
Be firm, rely on the power of God, fear not.
但在这里请注意，你看神首先是对领袖所罗巴伯跟约书亚说话。
God first spoke to the leaders, Zerubbabel and Joshua.
然后呢，再对百姓说话。
Then to the people of the land.
所罗巴伯是省长，政治领袖。
Zerubbabel is the governor, the political leader.
约书亚则是大祭司，属灵领袖。
Joshua is the high priest, the spiritual leader.
刚强并不是对领袖的要求而已，而是从领袖开始，一直到老百姓，每一个人都必须刚强。
Be strong is not only the requirement for leaders, and it starts from the leader all the way to people of the land.
但是要刚强做工，请注意哈，的要求是针对所有的百姓。
But remember, the work is by the people.
带领全国建造圣殿的行动没有错，领袖要负起责任。
So leader,
所以必须要刚强哈。
They have to be strong to be responsible.
但是请注意，真正完成工作的不是领袖，而是百姓哎。
But it's the people that actually work, not the leaders.
也就是说，好的领袖不是自己默默耕耘在那里做的要命，拼命做工，而是懂得带领人、装备人起来做工的。
So good leader is not taking all the work himself, but equipped and lead.
今天当我们要建立神的教会，我们有好的领袖可以刚强带领教会，固然重要，但是真正做事的、完成任务的是所有的会众。
So it's important to have a good leader to rebuild the church, but important is all the congregation to work.
你说，哎呦，只有领袖需要刚强啊，不用做工哦，那百姓要做工，那很不公平啊。
You may say it's not fair. The only leader be strong, not to work, and people need to be strong and work.
那你觉得不公平？我们来交换角色，好不好
？What about a role reversal? You be the preacher, and I'll be the congregation.
这里并不是说领袖不要做工，而是强调所有的人都要做工，当然就包括领袖，是不是
？Of course, the leader will work in leading, but everyone will get involved to work.
不，这最重要的强调是每一个人必须要动起来。
That means everyone.
唯有我们如此去行，才会带来神同在的应许。
Only everyone involved will bring the glory and the promise of God.
只要有神同在，你所做的一切就会尽都顺利。
With God's presence, we'll be successful.
因此，当我们今天要建造圣殿和建造教会，我们虽然会遇到困难，当然，你的仇敌一定会攻击的，但是不要惧怕，因为有神同在的保证。
For sure, it's difficult to rebuild because Satan will attack, but fear not.
只要我们要勇敢起来，刚强做工，我们一定能够赢得这场属灵的征战，以完成神托付我们建造他荣耀的教会。
Be strong and work bravely, then we can win the spiritual battle and finish what God wants us to do.
最后一个步骤是信靠神的应许，降服神的主权。
So lastly, trust in God's promise and obey His authority.
记载在第二章第六节到第九节。
So this is verse 6 to 9.
因为时间关系，我们就不读了哈。神是供应一切需用的神，他一定会用特殊的方式亲自预备我们所缺乏的一切。
So God is a provider; He may use a special way to prepare everything for our needs.
就像经文所记载，他要震动列国，都是他的万宝，这些珠宝都会运来的。
So He will shake all nations, and all the desired will come.
所以不要以个人短浅的眼光来限制上帝的作为。
So don't limit God with our own vision.
我们唯一要做的就是信靠与降服在神的主权当中。
So we trust and obey.
在我们有限的理解当中，当然金子啊、银子好像对于建殿非常重要嘛。
With our limited understanding, of course, money is important.
我们说有钱就好办事，有钱能使鬼托磨。
So money makes the world go round.
但是我们常常落在一个陷阱里面，以为说那没有钱就做不了事啊，我们没有钱就请不了牧师，建立不了教会。
So we're falling in a trap. We need money for everything. We cannot afford to hire more preachers. We cannot build the church.
我并不是说金钱都不重要，否则我们就不需要弟兄姐妹这么多，我们忠心在这那里奉献金钱，还有那么多忠心管理教会财务的人了。
I don't mean money doesn't matter. Otherwise, we don't need offering and stewardship for our church finance.
我所要强调的乃是，所有金钱都是属于神的。
But I have to stress, all the money belongs to God.
既然神拥有金钱的所有权，我们就不用担心，因为神自然有办法来震动万国，感动众人来奉献的。
Since God owns everything, we should not worry about money, because God will shake all nations and touch everybody to offer.
所以神说金子是我的，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
That's why God said, silver is mine, gold is mine.
但并不是说啊，金子银子都是神的。那既然神这么有钱的话，那我们就不用奉献了。
That doesn't mean since God's so rich, then we don't need to offer.
这反而在提醒我们一件事情。
But in contrary, it reminds us.
我们所拥有的一切财富，包括金子，包括银子，你的股票，你的证券、期货，你的房地产，所有的财富都是神的，不是你的。
So we're just a temporary custodian of God's treasure, including gold, silver, stock, bond, real estate, and everything.
神只是暂时放在你的口袋，放在你的银行账户、你的保险箱里面，暂时托管。如果神要用它的时候，就会感动你，或是震动你，你就要拿出来。这样明白了吗
？God let you own it temporarily.When God needs it, He will shake you and touch you. Then you will give it.
那你不要以为说，哦，这就是你的损失。因为当你降服神的主权之后，你可以与神共同完成这个伟大的计划，你这样才能够得到你人生最大的满足。
Don't think that's your loss. When you trust and obey, and you will receive more blessing.
我听过太多类似的这个见证了。
I heard so many testimony about this.
那对于另外有些人说，那万一我金子银子都没有，只剩下一些碎渣子。
Why if just some dread left without silver and gold?
那你更不用担心。
Then don't even worry.
因为金子银子都是神的。
Because silver is mine, gold is mine, says the Lord.
你可以像小孩子一样无忧无虑的，那最快乐。
Then you'll be carefree.
你可以回想，当你当小女孩、小男孩的时候，你有没有身上有没有带着金子、银子
？Remember when you were a kid, do you carry silver or gold?
可是当你长大之后，你开始有责任为你的家里，在这个你虽然赚了很多钱，可是你没有以前那么快乐，是不是
？When you grow up, you make money, but you have to provide for your family. You are not as happy when you were little.
你看哪一个小孩出生就在那里啊，我没有金子，我没有银子，那里哭的他每天快乐的要命啊，为什么？爸爸妈妈会供应吗
？So the little kids were so happy they're not worried about money because their parents will provide.
同样的，神是我们一切丰盛的源头，他才是我们最宝贵的财富。
So God is the origin of all our resources. He will provide.
我们相信他必定会供应你。当你得着主，你就得着一切，你一生必定经历永远不致缺乏。
When you have God's presence, you have everything. God will provide.You shall not want.
最后，圣殿充满神的荣耀，满有神的同在，实在是何等的宝贵。
It's so precious to have God's glory and presence.
我相信这也是我们应该努力，共同努力的目标。
That's a goal for us to strive together.
尽管我们教堂目前还是很小
，even though our church is small.
但是想想在寸土寸金的南加州。因着一群忠心摆上奉献的弟兄姐妹，我们今天能够有这样的规模，我们真是感谢赞美主。
But in Southern California, real estate is a premium with a faithful brother and sister offering so that we can own our own church building.
而且更重要的是，如果我们要建立一个神得荣耀的教会，其实这不关乎我们教堂的大小，是不是？
So we want to build a church glorify God. This is not about size.
而是我们是否能够感受到神的同在，我们是否能够经历到神所赐下的平安，以至于在我们人生的旅程当中，我们可以得着真实的喜乐与满足。
Whether we can experience God's presence, enjoy His peace, so that we can fulfill our life to fill with joy and peace and satisfaction.
因此，让我们一起齐心努力，让这殿未来的荣耀大过先前的荣耀，好不好？
Let's work together. Let the glory of this present house greater than the former house, okay?
我们宁愿在这个小教堂，我们可以在这敬拜、服侍，我们可以经历神的同在，经历神赐下的平安，多么的美好！胜过我们有一个那个像博物馆一样，但是那里人空空的，没有神的同在，是不是呢
？So we rather serve in a small church, experience God's presence and glory, than in a big building without God's presence, just like a museum.
让我们一起来，我们对主说：“我宁愿 有耶稣作为我们的回应，好吗？
So let's I'd rather have Jesus to respond.
我们一起起立。